Late summer, 1977. Voyagers 1 and 2 rocketed into space within weeks of each other from their Florida launch pad. They were built to last 5 years and make close-up observations of the planets Jupiter and Saturn and their larger moons. With mission accomplished and energy to spare, in 1982 they flew to Uranus and Neptune, the two outermost giants in the solar system. Project scientist Ed Stone remembers.
As a scientist, it was just an incredible period of discovery. And even today, as we head to an interstellar space, we're still discovering things that we had not thought about before. But as we flew by Jupiter, and then Saturn, and then Uranus, and then Neptune, we discovered world after world, which had just been points of light. And each of them was distinct and different.
On Jupiter's moon Io, the Voyager mission discovered the first active volcanoes ever seen beyond Earth. Next, they gave us fascinating detail of Saturn's rotating rings and these unexpected dark areas. As the probes passed each body, they were flung deeper into space. With images and data of Uranus's moon Miranda, NASA scientists created a three-dimensional animation of its rugged surface and bizarre canyons more than 25 kilometers deep. Voyagers taught us that winds blow the fastest on Neptune, up to 2,000 kilometers per hour.
Voyager is the little spacecraft that could.
Roger Launius is a space historian at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
And Voyager is out there. It's beyond the point at which the solar system has real hold on it any longer from a gravitational perspective.
They are running out of power quickly, but will still send bits of information back to Earth for at least a few more years. The Voyagers also carry two gold-plated disks, should there ever be a chance encounter from a distant world.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
These gold records that were contained on the spacecraft have greetings in 76 languages. They have snippets of music and poetry and photographs and things of that nature to talk about what life on Earth is like.
The messages are intended to let those who find them know that we existed. Paul Sisko,